Garrett Murch, America Needs Jeff Sessions. By Garrett Murch on December 1, 2019. Dateline Spring 2013, Chuck Schumer and the Chamber of Commerce had colluded to pass an immigration amnesty bill to enrich multinational corporations at the expense of American workers and eventually increase the number of Democrat voters to win future elections. They'd spent years setting it all up and thought the timing was ripe to ram it down the American people's throats. In the United States Senate, it seemed inevitable this comprehensive immigration reform bill would pass. The powers that be had built a mighty coalition that included both big business and big labor. The coalition had talking points that sounded like Sweet Caroline, so good. So good. The legislation seemed like an unstoppable train, so no one was even trying to stop it. Then came along this one man. This man recognized the collusion that had gone on at the expense of the American people. He didn't think it was right. He took it upon himself to do something about it. He did it. He stopped the crazy train by systematically pointing out dishonesty day after day, week after week. His name is Jeff Sessions, by the way. I had the privilege to be working for Jeff at the time, and witnessed in person his energy, attention to detail, determination, and most importantly, his commitment to the truth. It was truly a sight to see. In conversations, whether with staff or with the media, Jeff would frequently pause and ponder before replying, always giving a thoughtful response. That's how he operates, and we need more of it. Don't let that Southern accent fool you about Jeff. That's just a stereotype the left uses to try and discredit Southerners who have different views about where our country should be headed. It's a lazy tactic that should be entirely discredited. Flash forward to 2015, the Masters of the Universe, as Jeff called them, were at it again. This time they were pushing a massive, unfair trade deal they cleverly titled the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The deal was sold to the American people as somehow protecting the United States against China, but no compelling case was ever made. In truth, the deal had all the hallmarks of, as Senator Sessions said, a nascent European Union. How has the European Union turned out? Would we want to replicate that? So again, this man in the Senate felt a responsibility for his constituents and his country to make the case against a global trade deal he did not believe would benefit America. Establishment Republicans and Democrats wanted this deal passed. They wanted it over and done with, and fast. But Jeff didn't let it happen. So, what did he do? Nothing? Like most politicians? No. He did the exact opposite. Like he always does. He recognized a critical moment where the American people needed to be defended. He demanded all the details from his staff, and then he went to the Senate floor day after day and eventually destroyed that anti-American trade bill. I was there with him at the time, and at least from the Republican side, I'd say he did it single-handedly, with media coverage from patriotic outlets like Breitbart. 2019 perspective, one man, Jeff Sessions. With the courage of his convictions, pretty much single-handedly took down the two most massive globalist pieces of legislation we've faced in the past decade. For that alone we owe him a debt of gratitude. We need him back in the Senate, though, too. Lord knows we need him back. We need to ask even more from him. Honesty, integrity, sincerity, diligence, experience, intelligence, they are rare to be embodied in one person. Congress needs them. America needs them. And if current Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's concern is about helping the American people and not just about donors and partisan politics, and if he even keeps his job, surely he will respect Jeff's seniority so Jeff can use his experience to benefit the American people. Right, Mitch? Without a doubt, Senator Sessions pointed the way to keep marching forward. He prevented harm to our country, he helped President Trump get into the White House, and he can play an historic role in continuing American greatness. God bless Jeff Sessions. Garrett Murch, a former communications advisor to Jeff Sessions, has also worked for the Heritage Foundation. Laura Ingraham, Olympia J. Snow, and former Maine Governor Paul LePage.